Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a neurodivergent and queer person, and this is an audio blog, and I've been doing it for 15 years. I think I want to start doing little bits and bobs, just small little things, not too long. Maybe for times when, like recently, I can't do the full produced episode. For this, I wanted to share something that I just quickly read on social media, and hopefully it'll exemplify my storytelling technique, what I kind of know about it, and also deal with another issue in the process. So, I'll warn you, if I do it right, it's going to be a tearjerker. So grab your favorite beverage, grab a breath, and let's get into it. So here's the story. D&D and other elements of geek culture appeal to me massively as a neurodivergent person, always have, always will. But like anything social, there's a lot of gatekeeping and rules. This can make it hard. When I first came across D&D, at a cancer survivor camp, I wasn't cool enough to play. So I watched. I imagined. I turned to computer games and single player for over 20 years. I finally started playing pen and paper games over Zoom in the last few years. It's hard. Because I'm so very, very neurodivergent. I'm so very, very, very non-binary. I'm so very, very, very queer. But please play with me. Because I studied game design and storytelling. And I can tell you, nothing beats interactive fiction and exploring social relationships through the safety of a character. So there you go. That's just a quick snippet, not much as far as narrative nonfiction goes, but hopefully it illustrates the type of storytelling I try and do when I can storytell well, when I'm in a good mood. And those moods, of course, come and go very quickly. But the idea, you know, is to kind of balance the good and the bad. Usually I start with bad, try to end on a good or as good-ish as I can get, what I sometimes call flaring the story or the episode. Just, you know, bring the nose up just slightly above the horizon, just a tiny bit above the horizon before it ends. And hopefully, you know, the idea is to leave you sitting there feeling good, feeling like it was a good ending, but also having an emotional release. And I try and target an emotional release in my work because I know when I'm consuming media, I consume a lot of it, a lot of times what I'm looking for is some sort of emotional release. To laugh, to cry, whatever it might be. My work is characterized by, usually, stuff that makes you cry. It's just the kind of work I do. Or it makes you think. And, you know, if you're not in the mood for that, then obviously you're not going to be listening to this. But if you are, then hopefully you do listen to this, and hopefully you share it, and hopefully you get it out there to other people to hear, to appreciate, and to enjoy, and to make them cry. As I say, with storytelling, game design, interactive fiction, podcasting, any of that, start low, end high, make them cry. I appreciate you listening. These small little episodes, I'm just kind of recording as I'm dealing with my back pain and trying to get through what has been a hard couple days for reasons that I don't entirely understand. I think part of it is me being very, very, very lonely, very, very, very isolated, not feeling comfortable leaving the house because of COVID and autistic anxiety and everything else. And then on top of that, experiencing pain. And I'm doing the best I can. And I have another story that I wrote for someone that if I can navigate this social relationship and try and get their permission, I want to actually upload up here too. Same sort of thing. Start low and high, make you cry. That's what I do. I do it well, I think. So if you enjoy this sort of content, if you enjoy hearing about divergent life, you know, whether we call it neurodiversity, autism, whatever word you want to use, if you enjoy hearing about that, or you're curious, or whatever it might be, or you're neurodivergent or divergent yourself, and you're looking, as I am so often doing, to connect, to have a shared experience, to feel like you're not the only one in the universe having these struggles, having these problems. You're not the only one in a very hostile environment, trying to make your way through the world, trying to do your absolute best. Hopefully this is for you. I am really doing my absolute best to put out the best content I can, while also loving my sweet cat Angela and dealing with my challenges. I also want to mention, reminder of trauma here. I just read Susanna's article on Stop the Shock from Detestor magazine. It's a great article. It made me very angry, as well it should. And it should make you very angry too. Google it, Detestor magazine. You should be able to find it. Or past couple episodes, I think you might have to go probably ways back in the feed to find it. But either way, you should be able to find it. It's a hard article to get through because it's so very upsetting. There are, of course, plenty of YouTube videos on Stop the Shock and everything else. But it's a very important thing to make yourself aware of, even if it's horribly, horribly traumatizing and scary, as a neurodivergent person. I think there are so many elements of being a neurodivergent person in these times, in this space, that's very scary. And I talked about a lot of that in The Ugly. I don't want to necessarily resurface all of that. But I do want to say that as difficult as being neurodivergent is, as difficult as feeling oppressed and hated and being intentionally excluded from society is, we've got to fight back with everything we have. Because it's not a matter of making my life better. I would love to find acceptance and for my work to be recognized. But what I care about far, far more, this is a neurodivergent person born today and what their life will be like. They matter far more than I do. That said, as I said in, I guess, 2 episodes ago, I am struggling to find connection right now. I'm struggling to find people that I can share myself with in ways that I can't share myself in a podcast, in a one-way communication. It's a struggle, it's a challenge, it's my Everest, but I'm really, really trying. If you feel called to my voice, if you feel called to my thoughts, my ideas, please reach out. NICNAC@knickknackpod.net. It's NICNAC@knickknackpod.net. Thank you so much for listening. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Till next time, take care of yourself. Stay healthy.